receive our offering now. Guys, if you'll come on up, and I want to ask Nathan Russell, sir, if you'll lead us in prayer. So if our guys will come down to receive our offering, and let's pray together.
So welcome to the table tonight. I'd like for you just to, in an attitude of prayer, let's listen to the words of Jesus as we prepare for the taking of the Lord's Supper. Do not judge so that you will not be judged. For in the way in which you judge, you will be judged. And by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, "Let me take the speck out of your eye," and behold, the log is in your own eye? You hypocrite. First take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Do not give what is holy to dogs, and do not throw your pearls before swine, or they will trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, when his son asks for a loaf, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, he will not give him a snake, will he? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give what is good to those who ask him? In everything, therefore, treat people the same way you want them to treat you. For this is the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter through it. For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it. Beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Grapes are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor figs from thistles, are they? So every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, nor can a bad tree produce good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So then, you will know them by their fruits. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name cast out demons? And in your name perform many miracles? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them may be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house, and yet it did not fall, for it had been founded on the rock. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. Let's pray together. So, Heavenly Father, in sending Jesus, our Lord, and leaving us with the blessed Holy Spirit who abides in us, tonight we come to this table. We come as those who can only claim the righteousness of another. His name is Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, that by grace we are saved. And we have put our faith in Jesus Christ. We have confessed him as Lord above all other things in our life. We will surrender whatever we must in order for Jesus to be honored and glorified. We thank you, Holy Spirit of God, that you are present. When we honor Jesus, you are present to honor Jesus and to bring the truths of God's word to our mind. So tonight, we seek to hear your word as we have heard it read. We seek to hear your word and act on it. Help us to be wise people. We have sought to confess our sin individually. We confess our sin now corporately as a church, where we fail people, where we do not seek to love and live for others as we should, when we judge one another, when we gossip and criticize one another. We confess our failures as a church when we have not reached out and seen the harvest white all around us. We've not spoken to people about Jesus. We confess our sin when we have not cared for one another and those who have come our way in brokenness. We confess our sins when we have not listened carefully to your word, when we've ignored the teaching and preaching of your word, and the personal time of going to our closet and praying. We confess our sin. We ask that you might help us. We ask that you might forgive us. And so we cry, just like blind Bartimaeus, Jesus Christ, Son of David, have mercy on us. We need your mercy tonight, and we're grateful for your mercy and grace. And we thank you for your grace, Heavenly Father, and we thank you for the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. So Paul reminds us, as we gather at the table, to be clean, to confess, to wash ourselves, clean ourselves up. And then Paul says, so then, brothers, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. So for just a moment, we wait in case there's someone here who needs to confess Jesus publicly, who needs to come and say to this church, I need the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. Or you need to join this church. We wait now. We wait on one another. We want to wait and make sure that everyone is prepared and ready as we gather at this table. Is there anyone in the quiet of this moment who needs to make any kind of commitment? We also wait for one another now as we confess our sins. And we thank the Lord for all that he does for us, that we might have life. So I'd like for our deacons to come at this time as we prepare to receive the Lord's Supper. So Paul reminds us, for I received from the Lord that which I've delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and he gave thanks. So let's give thanks at this time for the broken body of Jesus.
Father, as we come to your table tonight, we give thanks. We thank you for the blessings you bestow upon us each day. Father, as we take this bread, it reminds us of your body. It represents your body, and it reminds us of the sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice you gave yourself for us, so that we might have salvation, that we might know you. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit that guides us. I pray, Father, that we would have the courage to act when we see a need, when you guide us. Thank you, Father, for your blessings. In Christ's name, amen.
took the bread and he gave thanks and he said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup after the supper and gave thanks. Let's give thanks now for the blood of Jesus.
Father God, you prepared a just condition that sin required a sacrifice and a cost. We remember this day that Christ came forward, stood up, took the challenge, and through his righteous life, offered his blood as that sacrifice and cost. We thank you for his gift. And we come before you humble in reverence and ask and offer ourselves as a vessel for your Spirit to work. May he be able to present you to the world, present Christ to those who do not know him, to your glory. It's in Jesus' name.
And so Jesus took the cup after the supper and gave thanks and said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Paul reminds us, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Amen. Let's stand together and let's join hands across the aisle. And let's share this blessing with one another, and may the Lord bless you as you go this week. Say these words after me: "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all." Amen. God bless you. Have a great week.